So how often does the police department run across a crime victim who winds up finding their stolen merchandise on Craigslist?
It doesn't happen very often, but it does happen from time to time, and such is the case in this one on Sunday. The victim had reported his trailer and some other items stolen on Sunday afternoon, and then he noticed the next day he started searching Craigslist and found that his trailer had been altered. You know, they'd painted some of it and then posted it on Craigslist. But he had such identifying characteristics on this trailer that he had made that we were able to identify the trailer as being his, and were able to locate that trailer and recover it for him.
So how do officers go through the process of, yeah, at least in this case, of being able to tie the suspect enough to make the arrest?
Well, in this case, you know, they were able to locate the suspect based on just some investigation through the Craigslist website that led us back to the suspect. Then they contacted the suspect. They looked at the trailer, were able to match up those identifying characteristics that the victim was able to give us, and then eventually talked to the suspect about it. And, you know, he had some a story about how he got it from Houston. But, you know, with the time frame being just a day, you know, that was pretty impossible. So, and just the fact that he was in possession of it, we were able to charge him with the theft.
Now, this is not exactly apples to apples, but at least in the respect of knowing your merchandise, in this case, the trailer, the real owner knew some of the quirks that made this trailer unique, particularly because it was homemade. But I'm still drawn to the reminder that law enforcement always gives about keeping evidence of your personal items in case they are stolen and in case you find it's possibly recovered.
Oh, definitely. You know, any of your valuable merchandise, we encourage you to either etch your driver's license number on it, or some kind of identifying number that you know what it is, so that if we were able to recover that, you know, it had your name etched in it, it had a number etched in it that you knew exactly what that was, and that allows us to match up that evidence. Because when you have, let's say, it's just a Dell computer, there's a whole bunch of black Dell computers out there, you know. So just because we recover one, we can't really say it's yours without having some type of identifying information.